The next Siman Shulchan Aruch is Shin Pei. Chosh Mishpat Siman Shin Pei. We started Shin Ayin Ches, Shin Ayin Tes, now Siman Shin Pei. Shin Pei talks about what if a person's mazik birshus? They have permission to do the hezek. Why would they have permission to do the hezek? Because the owner of the item basically told them, I don't mind, you could go be mazik my item. You could go damage my item. So I'm not sure how practical of a case this is, but we'll see. No, it sounds like his stomach's like he gave him permission. So now we'll see. We'll see. What? So we'll see what the Allah is, but it is going to apply. We're going to do this. Then next week is going to be a continuation, and then the next week after that is going to be when we get back to something we had talked about originally, which is if you have a worker that a doctor or things like that, which have permission to do what they're doing, and they're damaged by accident. But here we're talking about the lahedya. The person said, "Take this shirt and rip it. I don't mind. It looks like you're really angry. Just let out your anger. I don't mind. Take this shirt, rip it." Then the guy comes 5 minutes later and says, okay, you got your anger out? Good. Okay, fine. By the way, that shirt's worth $50. So, you know, can you pay me? So whatever anger the guy let out, he now just has a new reason to be angry. But anyway, the Mishnah says in Baba Kama Tzadi Beis Amad Aleph, it says like this. It's a very geshmak. Sugya, there's a one piece of Gemara, one Shulchan Aruch, one Sma, one Ketzois, and we'll hopefully we'll get it today. The Mishnah says where I bracketed it off. It says, Kra esk susi. If someone says, rip my beged, shvor eskadi, or break my barrel, chayiv. The person who did it is chayiv. But if the owner says, al menas liftar, if he says explicitly, look, you could do it, and he speaks out, and if you'll do it, you'll be potter, then potter. Then you're potter. So you see, the person told you, hey, rip my shirt. Reuven told Shimon, hey, Shimon, rip my shirt. Reuven is allowed to claim the money from Shimon. Shimon will be like, hey, what, you told me to rip it? Yeah, I told you to rip it, but I didn't tell you you'd be potter. But if I told you explicitly, if he potter, and if you do it, you'll be potter, then Shimon has no claim against Reuven for the money. Okay. Now, what happens if you say it to someone else? You say to Reuven, Reuven goes to Shimon and says, hey, Shimon, rip Levi's shirt. Go over there, rip Levi's shirt. And if you do it, you'll be potter. Then obviously, you're chayiv anyway. Pretty out, right? Reuven tells Shimon, hey, go rip Levi's shirt. And if you rip Levi's shirt, you'll be potter. Obviously, Shimon should not have listened to Reuven. And he's going to be chayiv. Why should Shimon not have listened to Reuven? Because this goes under the regular principle of ein shliach ledvar avera. You can't appoint someone to be a shliach to do an avera for you. And therefore, why? Because divrei Rav, divrei Talmud, divrei Mishoimin. When you have a choice to listen to a Kodesh Baruch Hu or to mere flesh and blood, you listen to the Talmud or the Rebbe. You always listen to the Rebbe. You know, so if Hashem said not to rip Levi's beged, and Reuven says yes to rip Levi's beged, Shimon should not have listened to a Reuven. He should listen to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay. Now the Gemara asks a question. If you go to the next page, on the bottom of the Amud Beis, it's Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph. So the Gemara asks a question there, in the bottom of the page. The Gemara says, Ureminu. The Gemara asks a question. And the Gemara says, Lishmar v'loy la'abed. The Torah says, if you give someone something to watch, you're chayiv. Right? If you give something to watch for you, and you break it, you're chayiv. But it's only if it was given to him, amanas lishmar, and not amanas la'abed. If you gave it to him in order to destroy it, then the halacha is that you are potter. Lishmar v'loy la'abid. Lishmar v'loy l'kroya. Lishmar v'loy l'chalak l'aniyim. So the Gemara is asking a question. Our Mishnah says, if I give you something to rip, you're still chayv to pay, unless I say v'hi potter. And there it says, if I give you something to watch, but I told you you're allowed to rip it, and you ripped it, you're potter. So are you chayv, you're potter. What's the halacha in general? I give you something, I say, you don't worry, feel free to rip it if you want. Are you chayiv or potter? So the Gemara has one teretz. The maskana of the Gemara is the second teretz. Ela amar rabba. It's the fourth wide line. Hava hada asal yadei v'lo kasha. Hada asal yadei b'teras shmira. Hada asal yadei b'teras kriya. Depends, how did you get it? If you got it in the first place, al menas to rip it, then you're potter. So the guy says, hey, Shimon, you see this hat over here? Take it, do whatever you want with it, rip it, no problem. So then you actually are potter.
Even if he doesn't say.
Even if he doesn't say v'potter. We're now changing the simple reading of the Mishnah. You are potter. Take this, you're potter. When is the case that you're chayiv, unless you say v'potter? The case that you're chayiv is when I give you this, I say, David, can you watch my hat for me? I'm going away for you. Can you watch my hat for me? Then I come back to you, I call you up in the phone. I say, by the way, that hat, no problem. Do whatever you want with it. Tosis explains, since I cared enough about it that I made a shomer for it, I told you to watch it originally. Now I'm telling you, don't worry about it. My kavana was just to calm you down. Be like, look, I think you're pretty nervous. You're getting angry. I chose a bad example, but you look pretty nervous. You're getting anxious. You're getting the anxiety's building up. You have to watch this thing. Don't worry, if you rip it, no problem. In reality, I was never meant to exempt you. I just meant to calm you down, and therefore, I'm really not being moichel anything. And unless I say v'potter explicitly, the shomer would be chayiv.
So it's not a din shmira versus not shomer versus not.
It's more kavana versus not kavana, right? Okay. Right. Now.
More dinitzi on a shomer, is that what you're saying?
What?
There's more dinitzi on a shomer than somebody's not.
The opposite. More leniency? No, he's chayiv more. You know,
more chayiv.
Yeah, meaning to say, if you gave it Tosis is explaining that if you gave it originally to someone to watch, and then you go ahead and say, by the way, you could rip it, you never meant to say you could rip it and be exempt.
Oh, I see.
You just meant to say, look, calm down, don't worry, you know, that type of thing. I just had a case, crazy case, that somebody comes over and tells me that they made a deal. It's an interesting deal when it comes to ribbis also. They made a deal with someone. They gave someone a certain amount of money and they said, we'll split the losses and split the gains. Okay. Ribbis, let's say it's okay. Lemay said the guy messed up the investment and lost all the money. So he told the investor, said, you know what? I feel bad. I misinvested the money. I mishandled the money. I'll pay you back all the money. So first of all, is the ribbis shaila or not? Because once he's willing to pay back all the money, it retroactively was really a loan. And then maybe it was a loss of Simon of Nesh. Okay, but let's say it was no ribbis shaila. So, fine. He said, but I don't have the money right now anyway to pay you. I don't have the money to pay you half or whole. I have no money left. But don't worry. When I get the money, I'll pay you back all of it because I feel bad for what I did. Okay? So now the investor finds out that the guy who took the money actually has money because he's selling a property. So he calls him and says, by the way, I hear you're selling that property. So when you sell the property, you'll have cash. Will you send me the money you owe me? He says, yeah, for sure, I'm going to send you, but I'm only going to send you half. Like we made up originally. So yeah, we made up originally, but then you told me that you're going to pay me all of it. See, that was 6 months ago, right? So imagine had I not told you that 6 months ago. For 6 months, you would be all angry at me and everything. So this way, I got 6 months of you being calm. Now, in reality, I never meant it. In reality, I just meant, like, what's the difference? I don't have money anyway. So you may as well think that I'm going to pay you back all of it. But I never meant to say that I was going to pay you back all of it. Really, I'm paying back only half. At least this way, we got 6 months of shalom and, you know. What?
For ribbis, it's better.
So I was trying to so the guy wanted to know if he had a taina. So he said, I don't have a taina, but you're allowed to be upset at the guy, probably.
He didn't make
a Kenyan, what Kenyan did he have? No, he told him, so it says, Mechasra Mona. It says, Mechasra Mona, so you're allowed to be upset at him, his stomach.
He has some taina
of Pesheya or something like that? Not on the original investment. The question is, do you have a taina now on the fact that he told him? Anyway, my point is, bringing out the point, it's like what Tosis is saying. It's a similar idea. The guy's a shomer, he's all anxious about it. So I say, don't worry if you rip it. I never meant to say, if you rip it, you're going to be potter. I just meant to say, don't get too anxious about this. Okay. Now, the Tosis HaChoshen asks a question, which we're going to get to the answer later. But he says, this is very strange, that you have the same words that mean two different things. Kra kesusi, rip my beged. What does that mean? Is that a mechila? Is it not a mechila? It's a strange concept that, oh, if I told you to be a shomer, then it's not a mechila. If I didn't tell you to be a shomer, then it is mechila. You know, it's the same words, rip my beged. When someone says, rip my beged, do they mean to say, I don't care if you rip it and you're exempt? Or do they not mean that? I mean, it's strange that the Gemara would say that the actual kavan of the person changes based on the circumstance. So the Ksois asks that question. We'll get back to that question shortly. Before we get to that question, I want to see the Shulchan Aruch, which is on the next page of the booklet. The Shulchan Aruch brings this halacha, okay? And this is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch. It's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch. It says like this. Ha'oimer l'chaveroi. Someone that says to his friend, this is Simon Shin, Pei, and Choshin Mishpat. Se'if Aleph. Ha'oimer l'chaveroi, one who says to his friend, Kira es ksusi, rip my beged. Shavar es kadio, break my barrel. Amanas shata potter, and I will exempt you from any claim. Hare ze potter, you are potter, and you will not have to pay. V'im, I'm skipping the Ramah. V'im, because there are cases where you could maybe understand from the context or from the tone, or maybe he meant he was exaggerating. V'im loy amar loy amanas shata potter, but if he did not speak out, do it amanas at your potter. Harei zechayiv, then you're chayiv. Afal pi shir sheyu lahashkes, even though he gave him permission to destroy it. You literally gave permission for someone to destroy it. The Gemara says you're potter. However, b'med v'amur, that's only talking. Kishbo came leod to tchil b'ter shmir, when you're holding it as a shomer. Kigon shay sheulim oy mufkadim etzloi. Avim loy bo leod b'ter shmir, then it's not like that. So let's just chazer over. If someone comes to you out of the blue and says, hey, burn my hat, you're allowed to, and if you do it, you do not have to pay. Even if you didn't say you'll be potter. He just gave you permission, you're already potter. If you were watching it, or you had some level of responsibility towards it, and the guy calls you up, oh, by the way, that thing that's at your house, don't worry, you can destroy it, then you're chayv, unless he tells you explicitly that you're potter, okay? Now, fine. So, just in terms of the lumdus over here, what's pshat in this halacha? I told you to destroy it. Is it a mechila? The pshat is it's a mechila, it's not mechila. What is it exactly? So there's a gevaldik ha-ktsois ha-choshen that the ktsois explains the lumdus of this halacha. Because like we said, he asks a question. Why would the language or the understanding of the lashon change based on the context? Bottom line is, kra kasusi, rip my beged. Is permission to rip it considered mechila, or is it not considered mechila? Why would it change? So, the ktsois is going on in a very interesting case. If you go to turn the page, not to the back of that page, but to the next page, where it says, Hilchos Matana Simen Resh Mem Vav. It's the third page in the pamphlet. So, Choshe Mishpat, it says, Hilchos Matana Simen Resh Mem Vav. So the Shulchan Aruch has a case. Listen to this case. I don't recommend using it on your next son-in-law, but you could, don't try this at home, but here's what Shulchan Aruch says. If the very, very last line on the page, the Ramah Paskins, okay? Listen to the case. Ha'omer l'chaveira, you say to your friend, Achol imi, come eat at my house. Come over, you could eat at my house. After you serve him a meal, bagels, eggs, everything. So you serve him a meal. After you serve him the meal, on his way out, you say, by the way, here's the bill. That costs $50, that meal.
Sounds like a parlor meeting.
So there they charge you whether you eat or not. So ha'omer l'chaveira, achol imi, tzarech l'shalim loy, you have to pay. And you don't say matana kayoivle, and you don't say it was a gift. What do you mean? I told you to eat the food. I told you, yeah, I didn't say it was going to be for free. So you could charge him. You made up to support your son-in-law for 3 years, and now he comes over the day after the third year, and you feed him supper. You could charge him for the meal. This is the halacha. So what's the source for this halacha? So in the the Ketzos HaChoshen, which is back on that page, he brings down from the Trumas HaDeshen the source of the halacha. The source of the halacha is that our case says that if you told someone to rip your beged, you're chayiv. So same thing, I told someone to eat my food, he's chayiv. Now, Rabbeisai, if we're following, we should have the Shach's Kasha on the Trumas HaDeshen. Because if I tell someone to rip my clothing, the person is not chayiv. Only by a shomer it's like that. But if I tell someone out of nowhere, go rip and burn up my hat, he's potter. The Gemara made a nukimta at the end that it's only by a shomer that he already has some level of responsibility towards it that you say, if you say krak susi, then you're chayiv. But if you go up to someone out of the blue and say, hey, here's my pen, you could break it, they're potter. Because you're giving someone permission, it's understood to be mechila. So how could the Trumas HaDeshen prove from the halacha of our halacha that if you invite someone over for a meal and you didn't tell them that it's going to be that they're going to be potter, that you could charge them for the meal, our halacha would seem to indicate just the opposite. That if you give someone permission to be mazik you, then the person's potter, not chayiv. A shomer?
It's a shomer, like a delivery guy or something.
Okay, so you're saying if the guy was a shomer, then it would make sense. Right, but the Ramah, maybe that's what the Trumas HaDeshen meant, but the Ramah doesn't say that. The Ramah just says in general, anytime you invite someone over. You're right, that would be a good answer. No, he's not a shomer on your food. Right. So how, this is the choices, Kasha.
You just bring the right of the Mefarish Devarah. It's all in context. So just being a right, when I say something, it doesn't necessarily mean the words that I say. But if you translate it differently, I said rip my shirt. So if I'm a shomer, so I meant this.
And for whatever reason, there's an okimta that this guy didn't mean it. Right. So that's the Ketzos' question, part of it. Like, how come sometimes we mean this, sometimes we mean that? The whole thing doesn't make sense. Well, so you're saying we should go by what he said? Krak susi. Okay. So listen to the Ketzos. Rabbi said this is lomdus at its best. Ketzos HaChoshen. Geschmack. He says, no, we missed the whole point. Everyone, we missed the whole point. The issue here is not, when you say krak susi, I give you permission to do it. What's pshat? Krak susi, go rip it, if you want. No, not necessarily. I'm definitely giving you permission. I'm allowing you to do it, that's for sure. I don't know if it's shalichus, I mean. But he says very simple, the Ketzos. He says very gevaldic. He says, what's the pshat over here? That we come out, that if I give you permission, I say, here's my pen, go break it, that you're potter. Is the pshat, till now we were understanding, it's called that there was a maisa hezek done. Really, you damaged me, and you owe me the value of the pen. But there's an understood mechila. What's mechila? Forgiveness, exemption. It's understood, even if I don't say potter, that you're potter. And Mashenkin, if you're a shomer, it's not understood, which we asked. Like, why? If the word means potter, it means potter, if not. So if that would be the case, then the Trumas HaDeshen's point would be very, very shver point. Zokta Shah, Zokta Ketzos, that was never pshat in this din to begin with. Pshat in the din of, if I tell you, here, take my pen and break it, that you're allowed to break it, and if you break it, you're not chayiv. It's not because there was a mechila on the money. The pshat is, it's not called a maisa hezek to begin with. Damaging is when you take someone's thing against their will and you're breaking something from their rishus. If the person wants you to break it, then there's no chiv in the first place. That's not hezek. Hezek is not when it's done with the authority of the owner. Hezek is only done when it's done against the owner's will. The parasha of everything that we've been discussing this whole zman, about nezikin, you damage car, this, that, accidents, right, adam mod lo'ilam, everything we've been talking is all when it's under the category of damage. Damage means you take someone's thing that wants it, and you damaged it. But if you have permission, it's not called a ma'aseh hezek b'chlal. That's the Ketzos' k'nech over here. So it's a hezek, and you owe me money, but I'm being moichel the money. It's not hezek at all. Let's see the words inside this, because he says it's Yishmak, it's on the back of the page. And he says, it's the third line on the column, on the outside column. Ivim Kane. Krak susi lav mishum mechila uptur hu. It's not mechila uptur, He says it better later. Okay, I don't know how to describe where it is, but I'll show you on the page. It's like over here. In these wide lines, it's like 8 lines down. Ella de kachadin, de lo osiliyade betera shmira. If I didn't give it to you to watch, kol shoimer kraksusi. If I tell you to rip my bag, it memela potter. It's memela potter. Why? Kiv and midas bailim. Since you're doing it with the permission of the consent of the owner, ein boy din nezek klal. It's not called damaging at all. The nizik who the aske minafshe, because the owner himself set up the damage. Basically, if you go and put your pen on the highway, the first car to drive over it is not going to be chayiv. You basically set up the damage yourself. So what's the chiyuv when you gave it to him b'tar shmira? Because if you gave it to him b'tar shmira, then even if it's not called damage, he has to pay you back. Because he took a responsibility to pay you back, al shoimrim, to pay you back what he said that he took from you. So it doesn't make a difference if it's technically nezek or not nezek. He took a chrayis to give it back to you, and therefore, unless you say v'ipater, you're not the guy's chayiv. But it's not the pshat, is it umdun or mechila, not mechila. It's a whole different idea. Okay, now getting back to the case of I invited you over for the meal. So says the chzayis, when I invite you for a meal and I charge you for the meal, am I charging you for damaging my bagel? Apparently not. What? It's laughable. Literally, right? I'm not charging you for damaging the bagel. I'm charging you for what's called nene. I'm charging you that you enjoyed the value of a bagel and that you benefited from my property. And mishtarshi, you could call it. You have something in, you have the hana in your shush. You have to give it back to me. So the chiyuv of eating by me is not as damaging. So therefore, if the whole lumdus of krakasusi is that it's not called damaging, okay? But when I'm inviting you to eat, it's not, the chiyuv is not as damaged. It's as nana, and therefore, even if I said, come over, it's not mechila. It's not mechila. And I'm not forgiving the payment. And therefore, the chiv of den is still around, and you have to pay. You have to charge. And that was the Trumas Adeshin's Raya, because even by Lishomer, unless you say V'Potter, you're chayv. So, bottom line is, the choice brings out Gavaldika Lumdis over here. If someone's chayv to you for Nen, because he benefited from your property, then unless you say specifically, take whatever you want, no problem, enjoy. And if you enjoy, it's free. If he doesn't say that, then there's no understanding, there's not necessarily an understanding that it's free.
So if he says, if you come down and says, destroy my bagel.
Right. Just
eat it.
Eat it, no. Matt.
So the Jewish tradition is not like this.
Why not, Tyson?
Because Tyson said the whole part is we're Farish Devarov.
Probably Tyson's trying to go into Tyson also, but.
Rabbi, does the Torah recognize the fact that you've had your son in law over 100 times in the past and you never charged him, and the 101st time?
Of course,
the charge is there any recognition?
No, so there is such an umdana technique. That's called an umdana. What you're saying is called an umdana. Umdana means that we kind of. How did you say, what's an umdana? Precedent. Okay, it's like an understood. It's an understanding. It's an unspoken understanding. But here, it's different. You know why? Because this is the first time I'm having him over after our original agreement is over. I agreed to support him for 3 years. Now it's 3 years and day one. Now, okay, let's. It's up for grabs. The fact that I didn't charge you for the first 3 years is because your in-laws forced me. Before the chasen, they're like, sign on the dotted line and the shidduch's off. Okay, so I'm supporting you for 3 years. But now it's over. Those 3 years are over. Now starting a new tekufa. So the first day after the 3 years, I can change the precedent now. There's no raya from before to now. Because before was a specific agreement. That's what he's saying. That's what the Ramah is saying. You're right. If there's somebody that L'chaira set up, you come to my house every morning for breakfast on Sunday. Every Sunday morning you come over. Okay, so all of a sudden I change. L'chaira, you are correct. There's probably some sort of umdana at that point. Okay? So...
what if it was money? He was giving money every month. And then contract expired. So now it's like he owes him the money? No.
Same thing.
It's like
Alva.
It's a new contract.
Oh. He's sending money. Sending money is different. That's different. L'chor is sending money, unless you say it's for Alva. I mean, that's not this. But in those days, that wasn't what was going on. In those days, supporting the son-in-law meant the son-in-law ate by the father. Like, he gave him a place to live and a place to eat. So, okay, so we have the lumdis clear. You got it?
Yeah, you're going to extend it here, but let's say it was someone saying, here, to take my shirt, you can tear it, and that person goes and like it benefits as a hana from that shirt. Does that mean that they do have to pay even though they stop wearing it?
You mean in that case?
They're ripping the shirt. They put it into their recite that they stop wearing it. And use it.
Now, you didn't rip it. Now you're paying. Now you actually. So the question is, did the person actually say, go rip it, I don't want to see it? Did he make it hefker? Mm-hmm. There's a possibility that when someone gives you, like our Shafran was saying, if I actually made you a shliach and I said, go, I don't want to ever see this thing ever again, go rip it, it could be that's like a hefker thing. But let's say that's not the case. Until you break it, until you rip it, it's in my office, I'm going to use it for mincha. I just need an excuse to get a new hat. So please, no problem, you know? Get rid of the hat if you can. But Kozman, it's there. I'm not being mafker it because I want to use it, right? So in that case, yeah, probably. You know, I think it would depend on the scenario, basically. Okay. So this is one of I really like this ksais because it like takes something that we thought it meant one thing, and he's like explaining it a little bit differently. Okay, it's my fault. I started 10 minutes late. you're on call already. Okay, so now
The nuance
is that he's saying is that it's not called damaging at all. When I give you permission to do it, it's not called damaging at all. That's his point. As opposed to saying it's damage, but I'm being moichel the money. Okay, let's go to the second sif where also very nice chiddush here. Okay? And we'll finish with this chiddush. But these are two parts of this din. Okay? So, what happens again? Now, Reuven went over to Shimon, and Reuven went over to Shimon and said, Shimon, hey, look, I have an understanding with Levi. Go break Levi's stuff. And he doesn't mind. So, we said in the Mishnah that Shimon obviously has to pay. Because Reuven is not the owner, and Reuven has no authority over Levi's stuff. Okay? Now, here I could think of reasons why this would actually happen, but I don't want to get into it in public. but this could happen. You want to send someone else after him, and, you know, fine. So, let's see the Shulchan Aruch. There's going to be a diak over here in the Sma, and I want to jump on that diak, and then we'll speak out a little bit of a great diak from this. It says here, Ha'im al-Chaveroi, go back to it's the second page of the booklet on the second side of the page. It says, Ha'im al-Chaveroi, Shvar Kalov Shalploini. Go, Reuven says to Shimon, go break Levi's kli, Amenas Sha'ata Potter, and you'll be Potter. Vishavroi, and Shimon listened to him. Harei Zechayev, Shimon has to pay. And even though Shimon has to pay, Reuven shouldn't think he's off the hook. Reuven, who told him, he's a shutef in the rishos here. Reuven did something wrong by encouraging Shimon to damage Levi's stuff. Okay? Now, let's read the Sma, when the Sma explains why is Shimon chayav. Everyone have the case? Reuven told Shimon, break Levi's stuff. Shimon went ahead and did it. Shimon has to pay. Question is, why does Shimon have to pay? So let's look at the Sma very carefully. It says the Sma, Bezeh kuli amamodu, dafilu im amrle beferish, amanash atapotar, afilu achichayv. Now here's the next words. Kivon sheyoideya hameshaber shushal chaveroi. Because Shimon knows it's Levi's. So since Shimon knows that it's Levi's, since Shimon is very aware that it's Levi's, Shimon should not have done it. Why should Shimon go ahead and break Levi's item based on Reuven telling him to do so? That wouldn't make sense. That's not smart. So he's chayiv. So what's going to be the obvious question? What if... Huh? If he didn't know. It means Shimon comes over to... Reuven comes over to Shimon and says, "Hey, Shimon, I want... break this pen. I'm not in the mood of it anymore. Just break it." Then after he breaks it, he tells Shimon, "By the way, it was Levi's. It wasn't mine, really." So at that point, two questions. A, is Shimon still chayiv to Levi? And B, is Reuven chayiv to Levi? What? Does everyone have the case? No? Reuven tells Shimon, "Go break Levi's thing." So we said, Shimon has to pay. What? Because Shimon knows that it's Levi's. So he shouldn't have listened to Reuven. But let's say he didn't know it was Levi's. Reuven tells Shimon, "Break it," and Shimon breaks it thinking it's actually Reuven's. And then afterwards he finds out it was Levi's. Right? I go to your house, and I tell you, "Look, you could do, your kids could, you could play with whatever you want, no problem. If you break anything, you're potter. It's all yours. Just do whatever you want." Okay? Then the kids went, they actually did break something, but the one thing that they broke was someone else's. It was the kids borrowed, you know, a hockey stick from the people next door. So, let's say it wasn't a kid, it was over bar mitzvah, whatever. So, the question...
The first guy's a shrimp, and this guy's stuck.
But I think your hat, okay. I take your hat and I give it to him, and I say, "Hey, you want to break this hat?" He doesn't know it's your
hat. No, right, I'm just... Right, exactly. So now, what happens? Reuven gave something to Shimon to break. He tells him it's Levi. He doesn't tell him it's... He says, "Break it," and it turns out that it's Levi's.
I assume if he picked it up and gave it to him, the first guy's gone anyway.
Right.
Fine.
Right, okay, fine. Right. So there's two questions. A, is Shimon chayiv now, or do you still say he, just like in the other case, or do you say now, since he didn't know that it was Levi's, he's potter? And is Reuven chayiv? Alan, you hear the case?
Yeah, Reuven for sure is chayiv.
Yod Reuven's chayiv. And what about Shimon?
I would think not, because he may not have, he had reason to believe that it belonged to
Reuven. So, based on what we learned all the way back the first week of the Zman, L'chora Adam Wad La'olam, so you would say Shimon is chayiv, because it's an oinus. It's true. Reuven, I was tricked. Reuven told me that it's his, but Adam Wad La'olam, that we said, even if it's an oinus, it's out of your control, you're still chayiv. But Tois has brought a case very similar to this. Tois brought a case when Yesoimim Yarshin, Yesoimim got something from their father, and they thought it was the father's, and later they realized it was the father had borrowed it from someone else, and they shechted it, their potter. And Tois has proved from there that Oines Gomor, your potter, when it's really out of your control. So therefore it's like Alan said. Then the Levi and the Shimon in this case had enough reason to believe when he was breaking it, that he had permission to break it, that he thought that it was Reuven's. So therefore, L'chaira, that's why the Sma says, the only Chayim Yechayiv is if Shimon actually knew it was Levi's.
It might be a little different. By the same, they went to Shechem, they're doing something.
They actually thought
this
it was...
This guy's just making acid. What are you doing? You're
well, so according to the Ketzois, it's much better. According to the Ketzois, it's better, because it's not a Maisa Hezek at all. Right. If it would be a mazik with a ptur, then maybe it's different. Maybe that would be enough kamina alone. I was just thinking that. And according to the Ketzois, when I'm breaking something that belongs to someone, it's not a hezek at all. So Mamela, what he did is not a ma'isa hezek, according to the Ketzois. If you go with not like the Ketzois, it could be that maybe it wouldn't be such a oinus.
It's not
a ma'isa
hezek. I told you to break my thing, but not if I told you to break his.
No, but since I was going al das, that it's not a hezek at all. Right. Then I'm potter. But let's say, either way, it's a hezek. It is a hezek in retro. In emes, it's a hezek. But in my das, I wasn't doing a hezek. But if you go without the ketzais, then it's a hezek regardless. Just right. A mechila, maybe you don't have such an oinus on that. Like he's asking, what are you going around being a mazik for? Right. So anyway, so the assumption of the Paiskim is that Shimon is Potter. Because he thought it was Reuven's. He has permission to do it. But now the question becomes, is Reuven Chayev? Okay, let's, yeah, the case, Geshmak. Reuven told Shimon, break this thing, that's mine. In the end, it was really Levi's. Shimon is Potter, but what about Reuven? Reuven, you think Reuven's Chayev. You also think Reuven's Chayev. It's a Gromo, huh?
Yeah, what do you do?
He thinks it's a Gromo, huh?
Ah,
so the Machan Ephraim wants to say two things. He says, first of all, maybe he could be chayv al shliach l'dvar vera. He made a shliach. We hold ein shliach l'dvar vera. Some rishonim hold, right? Some rishonim hold. You only say ein shliach l'dvar vera. You can't make a shliach. Can't make a proxy. You don't make a shliach to do an avera. But that's only if the person that's doing it thinks it's an avera. But if he doesn't know that it's an Avera, then he's allowed to. Then according to those opinions, it would be Chayvat Shlichus. Because Shimon didn't know it was an Avera. So that's number one. But even if you go not like that, he wants to say that assuming that the person, that Shimon is a... assuming that Shimon is Vaday going to break it. Why is Shimon Vaday going to break it? Let's say he's a katan. You give a child straight up permission to break something, you know within minutes is done. The shaila is if you don't give them permission to break it, how long it takes to break it. but if you give them permission to break it, it's finished, right?
So you
give the guy a baseball bat and you say, break this thing, you know that the shlichus was done. So, says the Machan Ephraim, if Reuven gave it to Shimon, and Shimon is the type of person, he's a katan or whatever any other case may be, that he's for sure going to break it, then it's considered bar yazeka. It's like setting a fire, and memela Reuven would be chayiv. So he has two tzdadim to mechayiv Reuven in this case. Tzad number one is al shlichus, and tzad number two is because it's a case of bar yazeka. Unbelievable din. Okay, so this is a great halacha. So Reuven told Shimon, break this. If it's Reuven's item, that was the first part of the shear. That was Sif Aleph. And we said over the Ketzois, it's not called Hezek at all. But if Reuven tells Shimon to break it, and it turns out it's Levi, and it break Levi's thing, and Shimon knows that it's Levi's thing, then Shimon is chayv. What are you breaking Levi's stuff for? But if he doesn't know that it's Levi's thing, then Reuven's potter. Why is he potter? Because it's an oinus. And Reuven maybe is chayv according to Machan Ephraim, because now Reuven was made a shliach, or Reuven set a fire on it, and therefore Reuven himself would be chayv. Now this is all cases when I actually gave you specific permission to damage. What we have to get into in the next few weeks is, what if I didn't give you permission to damage, but I gave you permission to do what you're doing, and you end up damaging. Like we said, a doctor, malpractice, something like that. I gave you permission to go and operate. Now, something happened. So it's very different than here, right? In our case, we're talking about, I give you permission specifically to damage. Over there, we're talking, I gave you permission to get involved. So that's going to be, we're going to get there in the next week or two. Okay, shkoyach.